Hello, my name is Hunter Reesberg. I am a junior in the broadcast media class at Pius X High School, and today I'm interviewing Ryan Carney, football coach and PE teacher at Pius X High School.
All right, coach, what or who made you want to be a football coach?
Well, when I first graduated from high school and went to college, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. And so I bounced around a little bit between engineering and some other things, and I never really found something I was enjoying. And I kind of sat down and thought about, well, what in my past have I really liked? And I really enjoyed my time participating in sports, especially playing football here at Pius. And so I thought, well, maybe education. And so that kind of focused me in, and I took a few education classes and I really enjoyed them. And I kind of found my desire to be an educator, and with that also include sports and activities and coaching along with that.
When you were first a coach, like what position group did you teach?
So when I first started coaching here at Pius, I was responsible for tight ends, and I helped with what we called at the time defensive ends. And so those were kind of the areas that I really focused on and helped with as I kind of got started and learning about what coaching was, what that experience was all about.
How long did you coach before you eventually worked your way up to being head football coach?
So I coached here for 12 years under Coach Elward, the previous head coach. And then once he retired, I applied for the head job and I got it. So.
What's your routine on like game day?
Well, you know, on game day, there's a lot to do. I make sure that we've got our pregame schedule down. I communicate that out to the coaches. I do a lot of equipment, making sure that we're ready to go equipment wise. Certainly reviewing our plan for offense, defense, and special teams. You know, a lot of communicating with the coaches and making sure that they've got everything they need as well to be successful. Helping set up water and, you know, everything, those things that need to get done. So I pretty much do anything I have to help our team be successful and the players be successful on game nights.
Okay. How is preparing for a game changed from like the time you played, starting like you coaching to now?
How has it changed? Well, I certainly am responsible for a lot more things compared to when I started coaching. You know, when I started coaching, I got to focus on a pretty narrow aspect of my positions. I didn't really have to worry about a lot of the other things, certainly other positions and some of the, you know, setup equipment things. And, you know, now that stuff is on me. I need to have a much wider view. I have to be aware of pretty much everything that's going on. I have to certainly be very aware of the game management aspect of our games. You know, I had a pretty narrow view of coaching when I started.
Yeah.
Now I'm responsible for the wide view of it all now.
Yeah. How do you like incorporate the faith into being like the head coach?
You know, so we always try to keep our faith first and foremost in everything we do. So trying to make sure that we pray before practices, before games, you know, certainly at the end of practices and games, again, keeping our faith first and foremost. You know, we've recently tried to incorporate more opportunity to go to Mass as a team this last year. Father Worth has become our team chaplain, and so he's helped with that. Having him around and him being able to talk about our faith and talk to you guys, offering confession at certain times during the week as well.
Yeah.
And so just trying to do those things that keep our faith as part of the activities that we're doing.
How has your faith life changed from when you started coaching to now?
You know, I'm like most people, you know, as I mature and get older and understand things better, I certainly have, I believe, developed a more outward faith, trying to certainly share our faith with the players, making sure it's part of our program versus, you know, when I started out, kind of went along with whatever was part of the program. And so I have a responsibility to make sure that that's part of our program. So certainly having it more out in front, part of the development that I think I've gone through.
So I asked you about what your like routine was on game day. So like, what does your job consist of during the off season?
During the off season? Pretty much every day there's something that I have to do for football. Could be organizing off-season training or camp things. Equipment takes up a lot of my time. I have to go through equipment. I have to make sure it's still in good working order. If some of our equipment we send off to get reconditioned, like our helmets, you know, uniforms, I have to go through all the uniforms and make sure if they need to be replaced or fixed, that I have to take care of that. And so my days, I have probably 45 minutes to an hour at least every day of things that I have to do for football. Some days more, certainly some days less. But, you know, those things that are behind the scenes that kind of are taken maybe for granted sometimes when the season starts, I'm in the thick of those things right now.
Yeah. So what kind of went into the design of the new uniforms?
Well, we have an opportunity to get new uniforms through Adidas. So kind of looking at that, I thought, well, it might be nice to have make a few changes. So we changed the font a little bit on the numbers. The name on the front for our home uniforms, we're going to have Thunderbolts. For our away uniforms, we're going to have Pius X or Pius X. I kind of like that idea of adding a little bit more design to the jerseys. And so adding the stripe over the top on the shoulder pads, I thought that looked really nice. And I think that'll be something nice for a number of years. And so that's kind of what went into getting new uniforms. Maybe look at adding a little bit, changing a little bit. So it's new and fresh.
So you mentioned that you went into education. What like?
So my first interest in education was sciences, specifically natural sciences. So chemistry and biology. So those were the first two subjects that I taught for the first 7 or 8 years of my teaching career. And so that was my first interest. I enjoyed science in high school. And so that's kind of what led me to that endorsement.
Do you ever miss teaching science?
You know, there's times where I enjoy kind of seeing that information again. My daughter, who's a sophomore here, is chemistry right now. So I enjoy talking to her about her chemistry class and helping her if she has questions. So I get to kind of scratch that itch enough. So yeah, I enjoyed it. And I enjoy kind of getting little bits of it here and there.
So now that you teach strength and performance, how do you create a strength class that like athletes and sometimes non-athletes can both enjoy?
So, you know, the big thing is, you know, for athletes, the focus of improving their athletic ability so that they can perform at a higher level in whatever sport they're participating in. And if we do that for everybody, whether they're an athlete or not, then they're going to get, non-athletes will get experience doing things in the weight room that certainly they haven't done before, probably, and improving their overall athletic ability improves their physical fitness. And so we feel like if we can do kind of that basic thing, that we're serving all populations that take this class.